The 2010 World Cup missed call became obvious to fans, media, and officials who watched replays. Bjorn Linder's job is to make sure officiating mistakes like that never happen again. He's the chairman of Goal Control, the German-based company awarded the contract for this year's Confederations Cup. His team has been in Brazil for weeks prior to the upcoming matches as part of the FIFA certification process.
The whole system uses 14 cameras that are installed on the catwalk. We have 7 cameras per goal and computers that are connected to those cameras. The computer are catching the images, around 500 pictures per second.
Computers track the trajectory of the ball in real time and reconstruct the play.
And once the computer percepts the ball has crossed the goal line, it gives a signal to the referee watch. So all the referees on the field receive a signal and it vibrates and gives an optical signal goal, and he knows a goal has occurred.
Nick Fleming is a London-based science and technology writer. He says the electronic eyes on the goal line may settle arguments, but still depend on probability. In a commentary in the journal Nature, he writes the introduction of goal line technology will miss a huge opportunity to educate people about the role of uncertainty in science.
They're fantastic tools, but let's be realistic about their limitations, that science is about probabilities, and it's quite important that the public understands that. Now, what better way than to have this message in a game that's so popular?
Goal Control claims an accuracy of plus or minus 5 millimeters, well under FIFA's minimum requirement of plus or minus 3 centimeters. Fleming would like to see that number flashed on the screen. He says viewers could distinguish between replays and computer reconstruction and learn a little science.
And the wider point really is that science is central to many public debates today, whether that's climate change or nuclear power or genetic modification. Now, in all of these cases, science provides probabilities. It doesn't provide yes-no black-white answers.
But as goal line technology becomes an integral part of the sport, it's important to remember the referee and not the computer makes the final call. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.